Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Most Cochrane reviews compare the effects of different interventions or strategies on outcomes, but we're now seeing reviews that use qualitative research evidence to explore why things happen, more than what things happen. Claire Glenton, from the Norwegian Knowledge Centre for the Health Services, based in Oslo, describes one of the early examples of this type of review. The review was written by a team from Norway, South Africa, the UK and Iran, and was published in October 2013 and looks at the role of lay health workers in maternal and child health.
Community health workers, peer counsellors and treatment supporters. These are just some of the many job titles given to lay health workers. Those people in a community who've received some training in how to provide particular healthcare services, but are not healthcare professionals. A previous Cochrane review by Simon Lewin and colleagues looked at the effectiveness of lay health worker programs. They found that these programs can lead to better health outcomes for mother and children, but the review also showed that the size of the impacts can vary. In this new review, we wanted to learn more about the factors that make lay health worker programs succeed or fail. To do this, we summarized qualitative research evidence about lay health worker programs for mother and child health. The review shows that a range of different factors can influence program success. These findings come from the synthesis of more than 50 qualitative studies from high, middle, and low-income countries. Most of the studies explored the experiences of the lay health workers themselves, while some studies focused on the experiences of other health workers who work alongside them or the families who receive care from them. One key factor for program success was the nature of the relationship between the lay health workers and the mothers they assisted. The nature of the relationship between the lay health workers and other types of health workers was also important. Other issues included the incentives offered to lay health workers, the training and supervision they received, and their integration into the health system, including the extent to which they had access to referral systems. Both this new review and the earlier review on effectiveness have informed a recent World Health Organization guideline on the shifting of tasks to health workers with lower levels of training. Together, these reviews have given the World Health Organization's guideline panel valuable insights into whether and how lay health worker programs can have an impact on mother and child health.
If you'd like to find out more about this review, including the methods that were used, as well as the findings and conclusions, you can access it in full at thecochranelibrary.com, where you'll also find the earlier review that Claire mentioned, which looked at the effectiveness of lay health worker programs.